And then you would drag the beds off, and then you would run a planter down the middle of it and plant it.
After the cotton had grown up some, what would you do?
Well, after it would, well, Daddy would keep it plowed, and scratch it and run the middles out and so on and so forth, and then we had to hoe it and thin it out and get the grass out. Then after it was laid by, so to speak, after it gets so big, it would be, do more damage to keep plowing or anything like that to it than it would. After it was laid by, then it would, the, of course, the cotton would bloom and the bows would come onto the stalk, and then this time of the year it would start, a little later than this, would start opening, and then very soon after that you'd have to start picking it and take it to the gin and have it ginned. That's where they'd separate the cotton from the seed. And that would be your living, your livelihood, probably for the year.
Cotton and corn grow in a
field.
And tobacco grows in a...
Well, most of the time tobacco is grown, that I know about, is grown in patches more than it is in fields, because it's not usually as big area as the cotton and the soybean and things like that are, because you don't grow as much of it usually, at least in Tennessee. And I don't know much about it in West Tennessee, because it's more tobacco's grown in East Tennessee than it is in West Tennessee.
What kinds of other things would be grown in a patch?
Well, the patches that we would use would be the vegetables, or the peanut patch, or the popcorn patch, or things like that. What watermelon patch, maybe, or cantaloupe patch. Mm-hmm.
What is a popcorn patch?
Well, it's just a little area of ground where you'd plant popcorn. That's where you'd have popcorn that winter. And it would just grow on a cob like any other corn would, and then you'd shell it off and pop it.
I didn't know it grew that way.
You thought it came in a bag, didn't you?
Yeah, I didn't know quite. I thought it was just regular corn processed.
No, it's a regular popcorn. It's a small cob, you know, maybe usually not any larger than that. And there's several different varieties, just like there is with any kind of corn or anything else. Like there's a red grain, and there's a yellow grain, and there's a white grain, and so on and so forth, you know. And then it's always better when we were on the farm to keep it in an airtight thing, because it's just like with anything else, it would get tough and not pop good. And Dad would usually seal it up after we would gather it in. He'd let it dry out for a while, so to speak. Like in the fall of the year, you'd let your beans and the peas and things dry out for dry beans and things, you know. And then he would seal it up in like a lard stand or a tight barrel, you know, or something like that, so the moisture would just not penetrate completely into it. And then when we'd go need popcorn, we'd get a ear or two out and shell it and pop it. And it's very good. Actually, you would get better, more tender popcorn that way than you would so much of the time this way. Hmm. And sometimes you'd roast it, which was, oh, great. You'd hit it in a black pot. We would shell it, and then we'd shell peanuts and put the popcorn and peanuts in the black pot with the butter and the salt and stuff like this, you know, and roast them on the open hot fireplace, hearth, you know.
That sounds was real good.
It was real good. Mm-hmm.
What kind of fences do you know?
Well, of course, there's the regular wire fence. Of course, there were several different kinds of fence on the farm. There was one for the cattle, which would be the barbed wire fence. And then there was the net type, which you would use for the, not net, but smaller blocks, which for pigs and things, so they wouldn't get through the fence, you know. And then there was the rail fence, too, that I didn't know too much about. I just saw more of them that had been used than what we really used.
When you set up a barbed wire fence, you must dig holes for the
post.
And one of these would